Representative Brad Knott, there are more illegals in North Carolina than in Arizona. By Hannah Knudsen on August 7, 2025. There are more illegals in North Carolina than there are in Arizona. Representative Brad Knott, RNC, said during an appearance on the Right to the Point podcast, discussing President Donald Trump's victories and the work to be done alongside fellow RSC members Reps. Mark Harris, RNC, and Tim Moore, RNC. The congressman discussed the specific MAGA wins for their state of North Carolina, and not mentioned the success of the Big Beautiful Bill in protecting family farms. That's something that no one talks about, that the corporatization of the farming in this country is a problem, right? There are so many family farms around this country that would have been put out of business. If the current occupant or the current farmer passes away, they couldn't afford to pay the taxes, right? This bill fixes that, he said before also mentioning the border, as the bill made headway on that front, as well. We talked about the border, he said, declaring that North Carolina is a border state. I was talking to someone just a few moments ago. There are more illegals in North Carolina than there are in Arizona. Again, these are immediate tangible benefits, not only to my district, but to the whole state. He explained, as they added further perspective to the illegal immigration problem that the Trump administration is trying to fix. When asked if he had to guess the percentage of illicit drugs coming across the border in their state that were killing people, given his experience as a federal prosecutor, Knott gave a telling estimate. All of the illegal drugs, but for marijuana, are manufactured outside the United States. Every ounce. And in terms of the southern border, I would say it's at least 85 to 90%. They get creative. And that's what I was hearing too. They get creative. You know, the maritime border is flying it in. Sometimes the northern border, Knott explained, offering another shocking statistic. In the year 1990, less than 5,000 Americans died of drug overdoses, he said. Now, from the year 2000 until today, it is over 1.2 million. So when you look at the scale of the problem, everyone talks about the cost, and how do you quantify that cost? That's lost culture. That's lost family. That's lost earnings. Lost children. They'll never be born. And it's truly one of the tragedies that is so magnificent in terms of its size. It's hard to quantify, the congressman continued. And the last 4 years, I cannot tell you how many cases I came across where there were dead people, dead Americans, and there was just zero appetite to change course, he said. And it was really disheartening. And again, by God's grace, we were able to get in here and work and try to fix it. Listen.